you want to bring us in?
Sure.
Okay. You just signal me when you're ready.
Cheers, everybody.
Woo!
Woo! Welcome to the show. I'm sitting here with Peter.
Hi.
How you feeling?
Good. I was trying to do this knob and respond.
Oh.
Somehow that's harder than just introducing the whole thing. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I can just be on autopilot when I do that for some reason. But then when it came to, I'm here with Peter, I'm like, fuck, what do I say? Hi. Hi, you. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Are you really? Tell us the truth.
I have real bad heartburn.
Yeah. So what are some of the cures you've tried for this heartburn today?
Oh, my God. Well, just it's the second day that I've had this heartburn, like all through the nights and all through the days. And this morning is when
the nights and the days.
Yeah, it's been keeping me up. So this morning was when I first tried medicine.
These heartburn nights and these heartburn days. More of them than not. More hotter than hot.
That's nice. God.
Go on.
So this morning before I went to work, I drank a lukewarm glass of baking soda dissolved in water.
Lukewarm, is that important?
I think it just dissolves
part
easier.
Of the cure. How much baking soda to how much water? Was it like a shot of each?
No, it was like a small glass of water and it was a teaspoon of baking soda.
Oh, small. Like a Starbucks tall, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I only know in Starbucks measurements. So
I know. That's okay.
When someone says, it was a pretty small, I'm like, you mean tall?
Grande?
Yeah. Do they say grande or grande?
I think they just say grande.
Yeah, they would.
I drank that and that went terrible. I was gagging into the kitchen sink. That went terrible. I don't know if anyone's ever tried to just eat baking soda, but it tastes just like salt.
I never have, but it's awful. That's me.
And then after that, I stopped at the store on the way to work and got a Zantac.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a Zantac.
75?
Yeah.
What is the 75?
I think it's the milligrams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I took a Zantac and then I got to work and I had about 6 Tums.
Are those in a roll or in a box of some kind?
Well, they're in like the first aid kit at work, so they're in little packets of 2.
That is the most bullshit first aid kit. Yeah. It's got, you know, the normal stuff that we've never used, and then every 2 weeks someone's like, we need more Tylenol.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, headache is not fucking first aid.
Yeah.
You take that when you have a real problem
that
you didn't expect. If you get a headache at work every fucking day, it's time to start bringing your own Tylenol.
Or get a different job.
Yeah, either way. When you run out of Tylenol, that they should be looking into their Tylenol budget because I think it's out of hand.
Yeah. And so I worked all day, and then when I got off of work, I drank a little shot of apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, how was that?
That was probably the worst out of all.
I smelled it and I almost puked.
Yeah, it was.
It gave you 10 minutes of relief.
The taste wasn't so bad, but the feeling—it was just so like bubbly, like it was scratching my insides as it went down.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty painful.
Maybe you're too far gone.
Yeah.
Maybe it's too late.
Yeah. And then I had a, what's that pill I took? What the fuck is that pill?
Pepcid?
Yeah, I took a Pepcid.
Great.
So that's what I've taken today, and I still have the fucking
heartburn.
So you've
had pretty much everything except for like a Prilosec.
Yeah. Maybe I should go get one of those.
They're like $15 though.
Jesus. For one?
Well, for like a week's worth.
That's a lot of money.
They're expensive. They're like razor blades. I know.
I'd rather someone just punch me and knock me out.
You should have thought of that before you had a medical condition.
Okay.
You should have considered the expense.
I never get heartburn, too. So it's hard to, like when you don't get something and then you get it, it's hard to know how to make it go away.
I did ask, too, like, so let's say you found out that cum cures heartburns.
Mm-hmm.
You had to drink, I don't know, 4 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
So like slam 4 shots. Would you do it?
Yep.
You would?
I would. It's been really bad having this heartburn. Like miserable.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Someone needs to start spreading that rumor, like a guy who really wants blowjobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, listen.
My cum cures cancer.
Just cum in general.
Yeah.
I think anything we can do to promote cum outside of its normal market is wise. You know? It couldn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't carry this while you take a drink. You can't take a drink for the rest of the show. I got nothing in my brain today.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you do too. I just found that I was... So we're looking at... We're going to get to some love questions from this book later.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at this while you were looking. The Complete Guide to Lock Picking.
Oh.
Which I picked
up. That looks very old-fashioned.
It's like, yeah, it looks like a guy from a Dick Tracy... Well, he's called Eddie the Wire. He looks like a guy from a Dick Tracy book.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, though, I figured that if I could learn to pick locks, that would pretty much do what... I wouldn't need a job or anything.
Yeah.
You could just do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, because you could pick, like, locks at banks and shit, and...
Yeah.
You'd just be done.
Just any lock. I could just go in someone's house every night and sleep.
Yeah.
There would be no need for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do that when you're a kid, you think your skills are really gonna...
Yeah.
Anything that James Bond does, you're like, ooh, I should do that.
I was convinced when I was a kid that I was going to be able to fly. I mean, not like, I want to fly. Okay. Like, I was like, it has to be possible.
Someone could do it or that you?
That I could do it.
Wow.
Like, I was so sure that it was going to happen.
Your parents really gave you a good, strong sense of self.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, maybe I can be an illicit scumbag. And you're like, I'm going to fly.
That's me.
I don't know. I think just anything that happened, like in an Indiana Jones movie,
yeah,
I'd be like, fuck, man. You could just pick a lock or read an old Chinese word or something.
Get a whip and hit anything you want with it.
Yeah, I wasn't into the whip.
Nope.
Were you into the whip?
No, not really.
I thought it was silly because remember the one movie, the guy had the sword and then he just pulled out a revolver and shot him? I was like, why is he fucking around with that whip when he has a gun?
Yeah.
That's craziness. Get a second gun.
I don't know. Out of all of his tricks, I think I was most into him finding like all these secret passages. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I liked the idea of
his sort of Harry Potter-esque exploits more than him shooting a weird native man in the chest. That part was always weird to me too, because as a kid, you know, he steals the thing and comes running out of the cave.
Yeah.
And then all the bad guys are chasing him, but that's their thing.
Yeah.
He just stole it.
Yeah.
He just took it.
Yeah.
And then they're chasing him, and it's like, I sure hope Indy gets away. He's shooting him and shit, and you're like, well, in hindsight, that wasn't really so great.
Yeah.
He's not so much a treasure hunter as, well, he was kind of a thief.
Yeah.
Not much better than Pete lock picking a dumpster so he can get some old bagels in there.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't his property. It wasn't his to steal.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It'd be like if someone came here and just stole some shit out of the White House.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, what a hero.
Yeah.
Thank God he brought this back from those savages so we could study it at our shitty university where no one gives a fuck anyway. It's just bitches writing messages on their eyelids all fucking day. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was good. I always hoped it would come back in the last one that, or not the last one, but the last real one,
mm-hmm.
where his dad's in there and the Nazis are back.
Yeah.
And that would be like the theme in the movie.
Yeah.
So every time there'd be a girl in his class who did it, like, I want your body or whatever she wrote on there.
Right.
But then in the last one, it would just be she'd close one eye and the other be swastikas on.
Oh, God.
And that's how he's like, oh, shit. And then the action just started.
That would have been pretty sweet.
I wasn't really interested in his love affairs at the school.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to have... I mean, if we're going to see him banging some topless broad on a desk, that's one thing.
Right.
But for him to just be like, oh, he's clearly beloved. Well, moving on.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat a monkey brain.
Yeah.
Than bang a co-ed.
The girls in those movies were always just so annoying.
Yeah, they were pretty
especially
bad.
That blonde lady in that one. What was that?
Well, that was Steven Spielberg's wife.
Jesus Christ.
That's why she was in that movie.
Ugh.
Yeah, she was just like, Indy!
Like, all the time, yeah. She was bitching about something the whole time.
That was definitely... You know what I think? Everyone talks about Temple of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it again. It's shit.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's really bad.
Well, it's boring. It takes fucking forever to get to the Temple of Doom.
See, and that's the one that my parents always made me watch, and I hated it.
Yeah. It takes too fucking long to get to the temple.
Yeah.
And, you know... They get there. He's got fucking a little Chinese boy and an annoying blonde woman with him. They're saving a bunch of dumb kids who are just going to go back to work in a diamond mine or whatever. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Why does anyone care?
No one does.
No, they don't. Although that had a great ending on that rope bridge.
Yeah.
Hang on, lady. We're going for a ride. That was awesome. A little graphic when the guy got eaten by the alligators or crocodiles.
I thought it was cool.
What's the difference between those? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
All right.
Yeah. Well, so that's the informational tip of the day.
Yeah.
That we don't know.
I noticed, you got here a little later today. Mm-hmm. Earlier today, though, and for the past 3 or 4 days, my neighbors, so this is hard to explain, but my apartment, you go down a set of stairs and you're facing my door, but you're still outside.
Right.
To the left of you is a door that goes to another apartment. They have a second door that goes on the side of the building. So all the apartments have two doors except for mine, because right. I'm in the middle. The one on the right.
You've just burped like six. Jesus Christ. I'm like, let it out.
I was trying to be quiet, but I'll just let it go all at once.
Jesus Christ.
So on the right side, same thing. There's, you could be standing at my door, and if you look to your right, there's a door.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of in this indoor / outdoor hallway.
Right.
Because there's walls on both sides, but the wall on your right side is a half wall, so you can see out to the street and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Garden level, we call it.
Okay.
Not underground. Right. Garden.
Got okay? it.
Not basement.
Okay.
Garden.
Mm-hmm.
So, about 3 or 4 days ago, this being the back door of that other apartment, they just put a couple bags of trash. Just set them
Are
outside
the door.
Are you
serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, how far would you say it is to the dumpster from my apartment? How long of a walk in minutes?
Not even minutes.
Yeah,
it's
one
like
half of one.
A part of a minute, yeah.
If
it's
that,
so close.
I often go barefoot.
What is it, like 30,
in the winter.
30
I mean,
feet,
I've gone in the snow
feet.
Barefoot, and I'm a puss, and I'm still fine.
Yeah.
So it's not far.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to put... And I wasn't sure it was trash at first, except for one bag.
Did you take it?
One bag wasn't even a bag of trash. It was just an old bag of potatoes. Where shit was grown out of them, and they just put them right
Ew.
On their door. Which to them is their back door, and I get that.
But to you, that's your front
yeah,
door.
Yeah, this is what greets you when you come to my home.
Yeah.
And also what I walk right past to do my laundry.
Jesus.
So I'm taking my laundry past what's, for all I know, is a corpse. and old
in a
potatoes.
Potato bag?
Well, no, the potatoes are separate.
Okay.
They're in their own bag, just rotting.
Right.
Who puts just rotting food outside their fucking door?
Well,
what kind
think
of fucking
about it
lazy
too, like,
idiot?
How long were those potatoes in their apartment to get that rotten?
I don't know. And how is that solving the problem?
Yeah.
We'll put them right outside my door. If you're going to put trash outside the door, put it out someone else's door,
so
right?
So did you take the trash?
Yeah.
Why?
For like 3 fucking days.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Jesus.
So I just took it in the night.
Oh, my God.
Threw it away.
And yeah, but now that's like rewarding a child to with bad behavior. Because now
well, they
they're just going to. Yeah, but now they're just going
to
put the trash out thinking that someone's always going
to
take it.
If they do it again, I'll just bring it around to their front door.
Eh, that's fair.
And leave it there.
That's a good idea.
Be like, see, motherfuckers.
Just write it on
somebody's
the note.
Front door.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it'll be obvious who it was.
Oh, that's true.
But maybe that's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they should feel like the victims. for putting trash outside their door like fucking animals.
Yeah.
When is that okay?
It's not.
No, it's really not.
Yeah.
I was pissed. I couldn't believe that shit.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why put it in a bag? Why not just dump it out the fucking window?
Yeah, I really...
Let the wind take it where it will.
I mean, I understand, like, you're tired and shit and you don't want to take the trash out, but my God, why would you put it outside and not just take it out?
Why would you do the work of putting it outside
yeah.
the door and not take it out?
Yeah.
Assholes. Imbeciles.
Yeah.
Dolts.
I see your point.
Fools. Shitheads. Imbeciles. Mm-hmm. Again.
Yeah, I'm like, you said that one.
Yeah. What should I mean, what would you do? What would you do if that was you?
I probably would have done the same thing you did.
Just
although, I think I'm a little more hot-tempered than you are. So I probably just would have went up.
Hot-tempered, making a scene. Dumping trash all over the room.
I think I just would have went and knocked on their door
uh-huh.
with their trash. And, like, waited until I could hear the door opening and then started to walk away and then turned around like, oh, you are home. Okay, well, I found your trash by your back door and it seemed like you had forgotten it, so I brought it around front for you.
I thought about saying something like that, like knocking on the door and
that.
Saying, I was just wondering what this stuff is all about. And then when they're like, that's trash. Oh, that's trash.
Huh.
I didn't think that would be trash because it was just sitting out here for like 3 days.
And the dumpster's right there.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah.
How? I'm sorry.
What asshole.
Well, never mind. But you know how it is when you always think of the best thing to say
after.
You know, I have 4 days to stew about it alone in my apartment. Yeah. Suddenly I'm very
And then
witty.
You're like, I've got it.
Yeah. So hopefully they do it again because this time I'm prepared.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
God. Oh, and what could they really do to me?
Nothing.
I live in an apartment where I woke up with a centipede crawling on me.
Right.
I had a spider in my pubes one time. Right. And found an earwig lodged in my toothbrush. There's no plague left. Frogs. That's the only one left. Just frogs.
I think that's saying a lot about your life.
I know. It's being garden level. That's where insects live, is the garden. Yeah. So they think this is a place for them, boy. I think. Or I should say bugs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if those are all insects.
Mm-hmm. God, I can't.
You weren't going to bust me on that one? Hey, spiders, not an insect.
Fuck that. I can't imagine what I would do if I woke up and there was a spider in my pubes. Like, weaved into my pubes.
I can tell you what you do.
Freak out.
You look, and then you kind of just look again at where you're peeing. And then you quickly look again, slap yourself in the penis.
And pee goes everywhere.
Just in a desperate attempt. Yeah, oh, you're not even thinking about the pee. Just wildly peeing. It's kind of like when someone gets scared and pissed their pants, except it's like you were already peeing.
Right.
So you're just less concerned about where the pee's going.
Yeah. I remember once I lived in the basement of this house, and it was infested, like here. I mean, it was like I could easily kill like 3 spiders every night.
Yeah.
And there would be like centipedes in the bathtub and shit. It was insane. Things. But I remember one night I was on the phone with my mom, and I had really, really long hair then. Mm. And so it felt like it was tickling my neck. And so I like brushed it behind my shoulder. And then I was like, it's still tickling my neck.
One of your eyebrows is up. I know it's not your hair.
And so I like touched my neck where it was, and it was a huge fucking spider. Ugh. And I threw it on the ground, and it was huge. Like, I have no idea how it got on me and got on my neck without me knowing. And my God, like, how long was it on my body?
Could have been sitting in your hair for 3 days.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Hanging on for dear life.
I get so mad when, like, I see a spider and I kill it, and I'm with someone and they're like, why did you do that? I'm
fuck
like, go
that.
Fuck yourself, okay?
I have a very...
I'm going to kill any spider that...
I have a very simple set of rules in my home.
Right.
There are places where it's acceptable for a spider to be,
mm-hmm.
and there are places that are human places.
Mm.
So, for example, one day I came home, there's a spider way up in the corner of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ah, fuck him.
Right.
I'll probably try and swat him with a magazine, look like an idiot. He'll dive off the wall the way they do,
yeah,
and be gone.
Right.
You know, I'll be like fucking Dr. Octopus trying to kill Spider-Man. Thwarted again. But then, so he was up there for 2 days, but then he wasn't satisfied with that anymore. So I come home the next day. He's right on the little panel for the light switch.
Uh-huh.
That's a human zone.
Right.
Not a spider zone.
So it's his
so
own
he
fault.
Had to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. They make a bad choice.
Yeah. Jesus.
They have to die.
That sounded like vomit.
It's just like if someone of, you know,
you just
if
ignore
a human
it.
Of a type you didn't like came.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe Hitler just had his own staked out.
Okay.
People that were not as desirable came into his zone.
Okay.
Maybe he was happy to leave them alone outside of his zone.
I don't know that I agree with this
we'll
way of
know.
Thinking.
He may have been right about some
Jesus
things.
Jesus Christ.
Well, we have to do a white power segment on every show. I don't know if you've noticed that's become a regular portion.
I've noticed. I have noticed.
Do you have any secret underground white power messages you want to send?
You know, you can't see it, but I just hold my fist in the air to all the white power people.
Does that mean you're for them or against them?
I'm not going to say.
All right. Just leave it open. Wide open.
Yeah.
So we have this book here.
Yeah.
By Cindy Haynes. Is she related to you?
Haynes. My last name isn't Haynes.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I thought maybe by marriage. I don't know. I just usually ask that. Are you related to Eddie the Wire?
Yep.
Good. And you guys made the TV show The Wire?
The Wire, yeah.
Good. And also the TV show Ed.
Yep.
Is that a show?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Good. So we have this book, Love Questions, 650 Questions. Quotes and fun facts. We're not going to do the quotes or fun facts.
Nope.
About everyone's favorite subject, which is love, I guess.
I guess so.
I would rather have, you know, something about Marvel Comics, maybe. Yeah. I did take a quiz on whether or not I'm going to go see the Thor movie.
And you are.
I am, apparently.
Yeah.
Which I, you know what's funny about it?
Huh.
I wasn't going to go. And then I took the quiz and I was like, well, maybe I need to go. I don't know.
You know, it was how did I do though? Because you were asking the questions out loud when you were taking it and I was trying to answer them as if I were you.
You did okay.
I did okay.
Yeah.
Not great, but okay.
You didn't seem to think I had much knowledge of mythology.
Do you?
I did well enough to make me want to go to the fucking Thor movie, apparently.
Fair enough.
Which is too much in my book.
Yeah.
So we have this book of love questions. So you picked out 4 questions.
I did.
And I picked out 4, maybe 5.
Okay.
Just to be superior, because I'm the host of the fucking show, and don't you forget it.
Okay, great.
So I thought we could ask each other these questions.
Okay.
So do you want to go first? Or second?
Heck yeah, I'll go first.
Okay. So pick one of your questions.
Okay.
I'm going to get in my most loving mood.
Okay. While you down alcohol.
Sponsored by Bud Light today.
Okay.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Question number one.
Question one.
What does your romantic track record say about you?
Oh, God.
Your face alone says it all.
My romantic track record.
Yep.
Let's see. Well, maybe I could tell you my track record.
Okay. And let me know if there are any patterns that you see.
I've dated mostly short people.
Okay.
What does that say?
I'm not sure.
I like the shouties.
Shouties?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually my new term for midgets.
Okay.
Since they can never agree if they want to be midgets or little people, I just call them the shouties.
How very considerate.
Do you think that's offensive?
I don't know.
I think if you do it musically, it's not so bad.
It's hard that you ask me if it's offensive. I don't. I guess if I were a midget, it wouldn't bother me.
What sounds more offensive? If I say, you know who moved in next door?
Who?
A couple Negroes. Or if I said this, hey, do you know who moved in next door?
Who?
A couple Negroes. Actually, the second one sounds worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at you like, do I really need to answer this?
All right, never mind.
Okay.
That's a completely bunk idea.
Yeah. Just answer the question.
What does my romantic track record say about me?
Yep.
I've never dated someone who has, like, a real dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
Sometimes, at best...
So, you're attracted to the broken ladies.
I think they're attracted to me.
Looking for healing.
I don't think I've ever dated someone who I was attracted to.
I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Let me rephrase that. Who I wasn't fairly sure was attracted to me before anything happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I getcha.
I'm a puss.
Okay.
That's what my record says.
Yeah. I heard it loud and clear the first time.
I'm a puss and I attract girls with bad dads. Okay. So whatever that says about me.
Okay. You can go next.
Is that satisfactory?
It is. More than enough.
All right. Question 228. What are your feelings regarding prenuptial agreements?
Okay, I know what they are, sort of, but maybe you could explain them to me legally.
Sure. Heretofore, wherein
signer
of this document. Let's say, okay, so I'm really rich, right?
Right.
And we get married.
So a prenup is like, if we get divorced, I get 50 and you get 50?
Well, it can be.
Right.
But it can also just be like, hey, if we get divorced, you get nothing. If we get divorced, you get... X number of dollars.
Right.
In other words, it's something that says, you know, we decided before we got married, if we got divorced, how this was all going to break down.
Gosh, I don't know. I don't think that my standpoint on marriage is really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Just that alone. So I feel like a prenup that's just insane to me.
Insane?
Yeah. That's just crazy.
What if I was poor and I wanted to do a prenup?
Like, you wanted my money? Like, I was more rich than you?
No, I was like, we split. We walk away with what we came with.
That'd be fine, I
guess. And nothing else.
That'd be fine.
What if you were really rich?
I don't... And you tried to take my money?
No, but imagine, okay, you win the fucking Powerball, right?
Right.
You have $400 million.
That'd be sweet.
And then all of a sudden, you know, Tuesday, I'm like, hey, babe, maybe we should get married.
Yeah.
And then someone suggests to you, maybe you should do a prenup. Would you do it? Would you think about it? What would your opinion be?
I don't know. If you were like a total scumbag and out for my money.
I'm me.
See, but you're not like that. So no, I don't think
I would.
How
do you know?
I guess I don't know.
You've never had money for me to be out after.
That's true. That's true. Fuck yeah, I would do it.
You would?
Yep.
You bitch.
I'm like, what do you want me to say?
This is the problem with the prenup as I see it is one person
it just sounds
has
insane.
Money
yeah.
and the other person though can use emotional leverage. To yeah. be like, oh.
Yeah.
So you just think we're going to get fucking divorced. Well, why are we even getting married in the first place?
Well, and I feel like, too, like, I don't know what marriage is all about, but I feel like if you get married, that means that you are, like, sharing stuff.
Uh-huh.
So if you're signing a prenup, I feel like that's saying, like, all right, we're getting married, but I have my stuff and you have your stuff, and that's the way it's always going to be.
Well, it's just if you split up.
Right.
Let's say this.
I don't know. It's just weird. I think it's weird.
Let's look at it like this. I'm Matt Damon.
Okay.
I'm famous as fuck. Hot.
He's not very handsome.
He's fine.
Okay.
You would be doing well to be with Matt Damon, goddammit.
He's got a weird head.
So what? He's got a nice bod.
I haven't seen his bod.
You haven't?
When would I have seen
all right,
Matt
well,
Damon's
who do you
bod?
Like? Who do you think's hot and rich? Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay, I could dig it.
So I'm Daniel Radcliffe. I got this fucking Harry Potter theme park money coming in. I'm rich as fuck.
Okay.
I could be banging anybody I want.
But he wants to bang me.
I do.
Okay.
I'm Daniel.
I'm sorry, you want to bang me?
Danny Rad. So I say, hey, babe, I want to get married, but here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I met you after I was Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
So how am I to know that you're for real? That you're not just in it for the cash. So maybe from my point of view, I'm saying, well, if you sign a prenup that says you'd walk away with nothing, really, you must be in it for the love.
Right.
Or at least willing to fake it for long enough.
Right.
That I won't know the
difference.
Steal
money from underneath you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I guess I would. Why not?
So for Daniel Radcliffe, you would, and for me, no.
Yeah.
That's the short end.
Yeah. All right. That's the truth of it. Okay.
This is going to be bad. This is going to be a breakup.
I know, right?
The show.
The minute the show ends, get out of my
live
apartment.
Breakup show. Breakups on the tens.
Oh, God. Okay. Question number 11.
Okay.
Do you ever think about joining a dating service? Now, answer this as if you were single.
I'm a single man.
You're a single man. Living the high life.
So, like, J-Date or
whatever.
Something?
Sure. Like Match.com? eHarmony. Yeah, whatever they are.
I don't think so. I think I just do Craigslist casual encounters. What do I care?
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, do you think there's really... Here's the problem, as I see it. I could just get on Craigslist casual encounters and be like, seeking hot babes who want to bang.
Right.
Period.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Simple.
Do those crazy codes that are like...
Done.
HB/F/61 or whatever.
What is HB?
Hot babe.
Oh my God.
I don't know what the codes are.
Hot babe.
Yeah. Bodacious babe with sweet body.
Jesus.
So I could just do that. I feel like on Match.com and stuff, isn't that just like lonely divorced teachers and shit? I mean,
yeah.
Who's really
or
on
like,
there?
I think it's a shitload of middle-aged people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or perverts.
And that's fine if I'm just going to bang some middle-aged ladies or something.
Right.
But like I don't want to get involved in a date scenario.
I have a friend, and she has a friend. So we'll just say this person. He joined this online dating service, and he did it just to like hook up with girls, and it works.
Really?
Like it totally works.
All right, then I would do it.
Okay, great.
So he just bangs them, and then that's it?
I guess so. I'm not really sure how it
works. I
didn't
think people were signing up just to bang. I thought it was to find love.
No.
Is that a secret? Is that like a dirty little secret?
I don't think all the people that are on it just to bang. I think some of them really do want like a relationship, but I think it's pretty hard to tell
who. Do I have to pretend that I really want a relationship?
Probably. Like, I'm sure you have to answer a bunch of questions.
I'm not
or
very
something.
Good at that.
I'm being honest.
Well, no, about saying I don't think I'd be willing to go through the motions of a fake relationship just to bang somebody.
Right.
That seems worse than not banging anyone.
Yeah, fair enough.
They invented a fleshlight. I can just fuck a fleshlight.
Explain to me what a fleshlight is. I mean, we could just
imagine a maglite flashlight, or in my case, a mini maglite flashlight. Big flashlight.
Okay.
Hollow inside.
Okay.
Then you basically put in like latex rubber and shit, so it's like a fake vagina.
So it's like squishy on the inside?
Yeah.
Like a pillow?
More slippery, squishy.
Slippery, like a...
Like a vagina.
Okay.
Well, this is what I'm told a vagina is like when it's wet and ready to accept a penis.
Right.
Not just scared or asleep.
Right. So this is... I understand.
So it's like that. And you put your penis inside of it and then take it out. And then you repeat that.
Okay, I know. God, Jesus.
You know that jack-off motion
people
do?
I just
do?
Needed to know what the you thing was, not what sex is or masturbating.
Okay. God. Well, I don't know how far off you are. Lots of podcasts get sponsored by Fleshlight. We could get
really?
Sponsored by them, yeah.
No way.
Well, no, probably not.
Yeah, I'm like...
We need five listeners, probably.
We have like two.
If we got, let's say Fleshlight called in and they were going to sponsor the show.
Mm-hmm.
To the tune of, you know, like two beers and one pizza per show of money. But they're like, well, you have to fuck the Fleshlight to see. How would you feel about that?
If I had a dick?
Yeah. How come this love questions don't have these? No, for me to do it.
Oh, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a fake thing. Who cares?
So it's fine.
I guess. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
It is kind of less intimate than just.
Yeah. I'm like, it's like a box
hand,
of
right?
jelly. Why does it matter?
That's true. All right.
So let me ask you, for the online dating service, would you ever consider doing that just like for your blog? Like just for fun to get stories out of it? Because I bet you could. I mean, if you played it right, you could find some pretty crazy people.
I think you could, but I think it'd be so crushingly sad.
Oh, that's
after
true.
A while,
yeah, that's
that
true.
You feel really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, moving on.
Way to take it to a place.
Next question. Excuse me.
Did I already ask two? Oh, the yellows are mine.
Yeah, the yellow ones are yours.
Would you want to be friends with your significant other if he were a woman?
That's a really weird question.
I come
question.
Up to you and I'm like, Heather,
I'm gonna have
we
sex
need
change.
To talk. I'm going through the change. And the next time you see me, I'm like, hi.
That's how you talk as a woman?
Yes.
You wouldn't talk like more high pitched?
No. Sweetheart.
Jesus. I don't.
How would you feel?
You would be like a totally different person.
Let's say I was going to get fake tits.
Right.
Lip injections.
Ugh.
Face surgery.
Uh-huh.
Shave my eyebrows, tattoo on new ones.
Okay.
All the stuff.
This is getting
chicks
worse
are doing.
By the minute.
Little tan, hair extensions.
Okay.
But I still had a dick.
Would
you
I
bang again?
No, we wouldn't bang. We would not
Come
bang.
On.
No, that's too
parts.
Much. It's too much for me.
It's still the same.
Yeah, but I can't bang you, and you're like,
ooh.
Yeah, I can't.
Can you feel I'm gonna come?
That's way too much.
Yeah.
Way too graphic for me.
What if I promise not to talk? What if I just talked in my normal voice?
I think that would be even more weird. Then it'd be like
we're
you.
Having sex.
It'd be like you with tits. I don't think I could do
you
it.
With tits? You wouldn't be interested in that?
I no.
Let's say for one time when we had sex, I could just magically have tits and then they would be gone.
No.
You wouldn't want to do that?
No, I wouldn't. I think I would throw up.
Just because I had boobs?
Yeah.
They're not that bad. They're kind of nice.
Okay, they're nice for you, but I like man.
But having had sex with someone
like,
who has breasts,
I like man.
I can say it's fine.
I like man.
Well, it's still a man.
Okay.
Still a man.
All right.
Let's not get into gender issues, but it is still a man.
Yeah, I say no.
Okay.
Nope.
What if I was fully biologically a woman?
See, I think if you
would
think...
Would you still hang out with me as a friend?
Here's the thing. You're thinking about it like in a sense of sex change.
Yeah.
But if you were just like a woman, you had always been a woman.
I'm a woman.
And I had met you like, at a fucking store.
No, fuck that. That's boring. Of course we'd be friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe.
See, I don't know.
You don't think you'd like the woman me?
I'm not sure because you wouldn't be you. You'd be so different.
How so?
You'd be weird.
I'd be weird. I wouldn't be a good woman.
You'd be
a
weird
think?
Woman.
Why wouldn't I be a good woman?
Listen to you talk.
I'm hurt.
My God.
What? What do you mean?
Hey.
Oh,
I can't do
well,
that.
Well, just say I had a woman's voice.
Yeah, I guess we would be friends. That's your woman voice?
That's what they all sound like.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, so what if I got a full on, I was like, you know what? I'm making the big change. I understand if that doesn't work for you. But I'm fully going to be a woman, and if we could be friends.
I think we could be friends.
I could use a friend.
I think we could be friends.
I'm going
but
through
I wouldn't,
a tough time.
Like, I wouldn't want to date you anymore.
Slicing off my penis. I'm going through a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we could be friends, but I wouldn't want to date anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I offered you my testicles to keep in a jar,
would I would
you do
say
it?
No. No, thank you.
What about my panini?
No.
What if they did Adam's apple surgery and took that out?
I would want to see it, but I wouldn't want to keep it.
What if I had like a tumor? Would you want to keep that if they took it out?
No.
Like a baseball?
What would I do with it? Put it on my nightstand?
I don't know.
In a jar of
backlight
goo?
Backlight it? Put a,
oh my God,
a
that's
curtain
so
around
creepy.
It or something? I don't know.
People come over. Let me show you something.
I just think you should be allowed to keep these things. They belong
like
to you.
Like a shrine. I can make a shrine
or
of
like
your
if
testicles.
I lost a hand.
Jesus.
Wouldn't you want to keep it?
Yeah, I would.
It's all shriveled in the closet. I would totally keep it too, somewhere where guests rummage, like the silverware drawer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my old hand.
Excuse me.
Sorry about that. I don't know how that thing keeps getting away.
Okay, next question.
No, it's your turn.
Okay. Moving on.
If you were
on.
A man, I'd still hang out with you.
I would be the best man.
Okay. You're tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're not bulky. You'd be a very slight gentleman.
Scrawny?
Yeah, you'd look like a fashion designer.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts right before a big date?
What are my thoughts?
Yep.
Should I apply deodorant to more than just my armpits?
Are you serious?
My neck, for example.
Oh, fuck.
One time, I was in this thing when I was a kid where I had to go take dance lessons.
What kind of dance?
Ballroom dance. And I had to wear a suit every time.
Right.
I never told you about this?
I don't know. But just picturing you trying to do ballroom is...
Oh, it was great. So I was like, I don't know, 15, 14. Mm-hmm. So I was teeny tiny, too. Shorter than all the girls.
Right.
And you're supposed to do these swing dance moves where you like twirl them around and shit, but I would literally have to, my partner would have to duck so I could reach high enough so she could spin.
Uh-huh.
And you had to come in a suit. So of course a suit was purchased for me that was three sizes too big. It's like, oh, you'll be able to wear this when you're older. And I never touched it again.
Right.
And then it was too small. And here's the thing. I didn't want to go. Uh-huh. I was like, I'm not fucking going. There's no way. It was like Sunday night.
So did someone bribe you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad told
me. I knew
me,
it.
I was like, here's what I'll do. I'll go, but you have to buy me the sunglasses. They had these special sunglasses that are the kind that Bruce Willis had in Armageddon.
Oh, my God. You're shitting me.
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
So it was like, you buy me the glasses.
How
you
much
got
were
a
they?
Deal. They were like $100.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which my dad didn't know and was pissed when we got there. But he still did it. I don't know why. He had money.
Right.
What does he care?
Yeah.
So I remember he bought them. They were way too big for my head. I wore them all the way home in the night.
Okay.
Just sitting in the car in the back seat wearing
and
sunglasses all night.
And you thought you were
night.
The coolest
oh,
kid.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Little did I realize, and of course I immediately lost them.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Probably 2 weeks in.
$100.
You're gonna give a 15-year-old kid $100.
Oh,
I can't even keep sunglasses now.
Yeah.
Every 3 days I get into a car, I hear a crunch. Uh-huh. I've destroyed sunglasses I didn't even know I had.
Okay.
So then I have to spend 6 weeks ballroom dancing.
Okay.
It was horrible. It was the worst thing I've ever done.
Right.
You sit in a chair, you watch people, you dance with people.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so sweaty. because it would get so hot in there. Mm-hmm. So I started just
I think that like dress clothes too are really heavy and
It was everything itchy. About it was horrible.
Yeah.
So I just started applying deodorant in a ring around my neck.
Okay.
Because the girl would have to drape her hands on your neck.
Oh my God.
And be covered in sweat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did it work?
I don't know.
You know, who cares?
I don't even care. I didn't associate with anyone.
She would pull her
class.
Hands away and they'd be covered with a sticky white smudge.
But it would smell like Old Spice. And
that's true.
Be nice. Smell like her old abusive uncle.
So I see your point. I see your answer.
Yeah.
Just, did I put on enough deodorant?
Yeah, that's all I care about before the date. Did I put on deodorant? Yes.
See, it's so weird because I don't wear deodorant.
I know, which is
Do I
bizarre.
Ever smell? I've smelled
no,
like
not
once.
Really.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
It's such a waste of money.
I have the worst biological because, like, I don't smoke, but I sweat dark yellow.
Right.
Like, seriously, I can't wear, if I wear a white t-shirt to the gym, it's ruined after two times. It looks like I was, it doesn't even look like I
sweat. Like you were coloring with a yellow magic marker on the armpit.
It looks like I coat my armpits in Crisco and cover it in highlighter and then, you know, run.
Right.
Run for days. That's what I look like is if you had to do the guy from 127 hours, he should have used one of my shirts. That would be realistic.
Yeah. Because
he's like, well, I've been drinking pee.
Right.
I'm extremely dehydrated. I've been sweating. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
So there's fear sweat. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
That's what I think about before a date.
Got it. You reflect back to your ballroom dancing days.
Oh, fuck that shit. I took another class like that, too, one time.
Ugh.
This is bad. So my mom used to do, you know how in the summer, you didn't understand it as a kid, but your mom would be real into you doing activities?
Yeah.
Because it meant, like, I'm going to go fucking insane if these kids are home all goddamn day.
Right.
Bugging the shit out of me.
Right.
So one summer, she would kind of let us look through the little pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, what's not a sport? And just pick something. So I picked this one, and it was like, stage performance and stand-up comedy.
Oh,
and I was like, so I'm 10.
Right.
Thinking like, I'm going to be the fucking, you know, the next Louis C.K.
What could you possibly know at 10 years old about stand-up comedy?
I don't know what my plan was as far as writing. Well, I thought that's why I'd be in the class.
Right.
They'd teach me.
Right.
They would unlock part of my brain. I'd be hilarious.
And awesome.
I'd be rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be funny. Everyone would want me.
That's like all you want when you're a kid is to be rich.
Yeah.
Like, I have an 8-year-old nephew, and that's all he cares about is money.
Yeah.
He'll come up to, he has more money than I do.
Yeah.
But he'll come up to me and be like, I have $85. I'm like, fuck you, you little shit.
It's a bad sign when your nephew has more money
than you,
and you're, like, pissed off at him because he has $85.
I know. You don't need to tell me.
All right, Uncle, Rich Uncle Pennybags, you little fucker. So I go to the class, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, all right, well, there'll be some people doing acting, some people doing stand-up,
mm-hmm.
you know, some idiots singing or something.
Right.
Turns out the entire class is devoted to us learning a dance and a song. Do you know that song? It's like, splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Yeah.
Oh, no, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I know the song.
So we were supposed to learn dance moves and lip syncing to go along with this song.
God,
and we were supposed to wear, like, a blue shirt and white shorts and shit.
Ew.
It was crazy.
Like a beach scene.
So 2 days into the class, after we've been learning these motions of splish splashing, taking a bath, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
I went up to the teacher and I was like, when is the stand-up comedy part?
Mm-hmm.
When do we start doing
that? I think that's a fair question.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, well, the last day of the class is like an open mic, so you can do whatever you want.
I would have been so mad.
So I was like, let me get this straight. So we're going to do this bullshit for 8 weeks.
We're gonna do this bullshit.
I think, yeah. In my head, to the teacher, I was like, oh, okay, thanks. And then walked away, and the second I turned around, immediately was like, well, I'm quitting this. No fucking way I'm coming back. I was a good quitter when I was a kid.
Obviously.
Because I was like, this is not for me.
Right.
If my mom came to that, she would have been just as pissed off.
Yeah.
She'd been like, this is what you've been doing?
Well, it's like the name of the class.
Yeah.
That's horseshit.
And then my stand-up comedy, I think, would have been, you know, a C- at best.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys ever heard of school? That place really blows. They make you take a test all the time. And they give you homework. Why am I in the school if I'm doing all the work at home? So, yeah, I immediately quit that.
Right.
I think I did a lot of shit at the rec center, and I think I quit all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Taekwondo, I went twice. Taekwondo. They made us run backwards laps, and I was like, this is bullshit. How am I ever going to learn to fight by running laps backwards? This is clearly just to kill time.
Oh, God.
I'm headed to the grave. I'm 10. I know I'm headed to the grave eventually. I'm not going to waste these years running backwards in bare feet.
You were smart.
On carpet. This is insane.
I think you had a good head on your shoulders.
I just thought Asian people were crazy. I was like, is this what they're doing? Why are they doing this?
Yeah.
I had no faith in the process. And the one punch I learned was a punch where if you kind of hold your fist up,
mm-hmm,
level with your head and your arms out to your side and it's bent at a 90 degree angle. I don't know how else to describe it. So, okay, you start with your fist, hold your shoulder up, and your elbows.
Oh, you mean the one where you, across, like, yank it back and, like, hit someone in the face?
Yeah, so, like, if someone was coming up behind me and I whip my fist up so it's level with my head and hit them in the face, that's the only punch I learned, the first punch.
Can you still do it? You're like, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, you just whip your hand around.
Crazily.
I can just flail around and try to beat somebody up. How is that a move?
Yeah, I don't know.
You learn the most specific move first. You're like, okay, if someone comes up behind you and they expose their face to your fist, here's what you could do.
Yeah.
Like, wow, thank you, Taekwondo. Good thing we adopted this in America. Thank you so goddamn much.
Yeah.
So I quit that too.
Good for you.
I think I took 2 guitar lessons.
Ugh.
Immediately,
I think guitar
that.
When you're a kid is just a waste of time.
You know what happened with the guitars?
Hmm.
So there was like, you know, 6 months of my life as a kid where I was like, I need to get a guitar.
Right.
That's how I'm gonna get fucking babes.
Right.
So I was.
Why
telling
is every
mom,
woman babe? Babes.
Well, they're not all babes, but the ones I want are babes.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, it's not a derogatory term. It's just.
I just wasn't sure.
When you're 14, that's the ones you want to have sex with.
Babes.
Yeah, it's hot babes.
Babe.
You know, the ones with the bleach blonde hair and the rib high thong from TV.
Right.
That's what you wanted.
I see.
This is the 90s.
Okay.
So I was saying, you know, hey, mom, maybe you should get me a fucking guitar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
and she
I
was
can
like, no.
Have sex with babes.
How old
left
were
that
you?
That part to myself. I thought, you
11?
Know, it's musical, it's learning. And my brother was into it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for a few months I pestered Peter Pester.
Peter the Pest.
And so then I just kind of let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of decided, like, you know what? I don't really want to take up an instrument.
Uh-huh.
I'm not good at that. I'm not good at anything.
I'm a failure.
Why invest money in this?
Yeah.
So it's getting to be around Christmas, and I had my annual Pete's. Pretends to not feel good, to not go on an errand, and search the house day.
Right.
So I start looking around.
God,
for
did
presents.
You really do that?
Oh, fuck yeah. I would dismantle the closets.
Oh, my God.
Find out what was in there.
Your mom had to know that you did it.
I'm sure she did. But that year, she had in her bedroom, she had a bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Shower didn't work. So I go in the bathroom and I see these outlines and I open the shower door and it's guitars. A regular and a bass. And I was like, oh, fuck.
You're so fucked. Because
I knew I'd pestered her for it. Didn't want it.
Yeah.
So then I had to take, you know, 2 or 3 guitar lessons just to be like, well, you didn't waste $100.
Yeah.
I promise, you know.
Jesus.
Idiot. Kids are so fucking dumb.
Could go on.
Never listen to them. I know. I screwed myself on that one.
Yeah.
Put myself in a tough position to quit, but I still did.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you. I'm good at quitting. If anyone wants to quit something, talk to me. I'll help you.
You've got all kinds of advice and past experience.
All right, here's a question for you. Are you ready?
Yep.
Who are your significant other's role models?
Who are their role models?
Yeah, who are my role models?
Wolverine.
Okay.
Metallica.
Okay. You're not doing great.
I know.
So far.
Leonard Skinner.
I think you're confusing people I like with people who I would model my life after.
No.
That's a role.
I don't think I am.
You think I want to grow long hair, wear jean vests, and die in a car accident?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. I can agree with that.
Let me think here.
Trying to think of good quitters. Is that here?
Kinda. I'm also, well.
Is this too hard? Should I come up with another question?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's not like you super like look up to anyone and you're like, I want to be like them.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I don't really like anyone.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, well, you like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I guess so, but I don't know if I'd want to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, pick a different one. I don't like that one.
Okay, how about this? Do you ever think about the boys you liked in grade school and junior high? Did you like any boys in grade school?
Yes.
Go on.
There was this boy named Tyler.
Uh-huh.
I liked him.
Really? Kid with a Y in his name?
What does that matter?
Who has a Y in their name? Tyler. Kyle. Stevie.
Who the fuck is named Stevie? No one is named Stevie. All right,
well, Kyle, Tyler, Ty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him.
So his name was Tyler.
Yeah, we went to a movie once.
Ooh, what movie?
Oh, Jesus, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was so long. My dad went with us. I don't remember.
What the fuck?
It was so long ago.
You remember those early dates where it was really shitty like that?
That was one of them, yeah.
I think I was in fifth grade. Yeah. Maybe I went on what I tried to make into a date, but didn't turn out to be a date probably in about middle school.
Right.
I still remember it was a double feature.
Mm-hmm.
And the movies were, what was that movie where Denzel Washington, the preacher's wife?
I never saw it.
It was like a drama about, I think.
What the hell were you watching it for?
Jesus. You know, you don't pick, you just go.
Yeah.
And the second one was like 101 Dalmatians live action.
Oh my God.
I didn't get any action at all.
Got it.
I tried to sort of put my arm around her during the first movie, and then in the intermission between movies, her friend was like, yeah, that made her really uncomfortable. And I was like,
I think
this is going to be a long second fucking movie.
I think a lot of boys don't realize that girls that age are super skittish. And they get.
What the fuck was she there for, though?
They
the
get
movie?
So nervous.
Are you crazy?
Like, I remember the first time I was ever kissed.
Mm-hmm.
With the tongue, and it was disgusting.
With the tongue.
But I was so fucking, like, I had a stomach, I thought I was going to throw up.
Yeah.
Like, I get so, you get so nervous.
What did you think was going to happen?
I didn't really.
An alien would pop out and infect you?
I didn't think anything was going to happen.
So why were you nervous?
Let's
get down to the bottom of this for all our young listeners.
An anxious child.
Well, what should the boys do? This is Helpful Snowman Radio. We want to help.
Talk about it. Tell her, say, bitch, kiss me.
I don't think that's a good solution at all.
No, really, but maybe it would be good if they were kind of like, hey, I want to kiss you, or hey, can I put my arm around you? Instead of just doing it.
Oh, if they're more vocal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think that.
Opens it up to rejection, though. You don't want to look like a wuss.
Okay, but you don't want to make her feel like shit. Maybe you do.
Would you mind if I touched your hand?
We have to say it like that. You don't have to say it like a weirdo. Fashion.
I think I have a lot of good reasons.
Oh, my God.
Your hand's right
there.
See,
this
is
getting more creepy.
Yeah.
You're making it worse.
Well, yeah, it's not supposed to be me as an adult man trying to convince a sixth grader that we should hold hands at fucking 100. Why was she even there if not to get...
Maybe she wanted to see the preacher's wife.
I'm not trying to make an argument along the lines of if she didn't dress that way, she wouldn't want to get raped. But...
How was she dressed?
No. Here's what I'm saying. People say, you know... Oh, she wouldn't dress that way if she didn't want to get fucked. I'm just saying, she wouldn't have been at the preacher's wife if she didn't want to get arm around it.
Right. I hear you.
I know it's kind of a similar argument, but I think it's different at the same time.
I think it is different.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of like, what did she think was going to happen?
I don't know.
All kids your age.
We would just politely watch some fucking movie about a widower.
Yeah, no one wants to do that.
I don't even know what it was, or I don't know which one was worse.
Yeah, I don't know.
101 Dalmatians live.
So, no, I don't really think about them.
The movie where they got fucking 50 dogs to play 101 and then probably murdered them all afterwards.
Yeah, that one.
And Disney just threw them off the fucking, that elevated monorail into the swamp.
Anyway,
if you have a question.
I don't think about them.
Is this your last question?
Yep.
I'm ready.
I feel like this one's a
You're smiling. I don't like this one.
I think it's a no-brainer.
Okay.
Are you an optimist or a pessimist when it comes to love?
Oh. I have so much to look forward to. Why would anyone be an optimist about that?
I don't know. I think I'm pretty optimistic.
I'll be in love someday.
Okay, well, you don't have to be optimistic like that.
Well, how would you...
I don't know. I guess I think about it in a way like you're optimistic. How do I explain it? Like, you're not cheesy about it. You're not like, oh, I'm going to find the woman of my dreams, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you're just kind of like, well, love exists and it's out there somewhere.
It's real. That's as optimistic. I don't think you're as optimistic as you think. Love is an actual thing that we've created. It's been concocted.
See, I don't think that's necessarily pessimistic. Maybe it's just realistic.
So you're kind of in the middle.
Right.
All right.
The question's for you, though, not for me.
Oh, I'm pessimistic.
Okay.
I think it's all a scam.
Okay.
People are like, I'm so in love. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Right.
You just have little things in your brain that are shooting out what would be in a drug commercial as little dots.
Right.
Make you think you're in love.
Right.
But really, it's just chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
All chemicals. That's that, you know, that Bush song, The Chemicals Between Us?
Yep.
It was a pretty wise song, really. Sounded like just a scheme, but it was pretty wise.
Yeah.
Actually, all of 16 Stone had a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that Elvis is dead. Everything's zen? I don't think so. A lot of philosophy in there.
Yeah.
Razor blade suitcase, not so much. You just had it. Okay, well, that was a huge yawn, so I guess that's the end of my answer.
Sorry.
Here's a little question for you.
Okay, go.
That I would like an honest answer to.
Yeah.
Do you ever send flowers to the man in your life? Do ya?
It is so... No, we were talking about this in my writing class.
Did you answer that?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But we were talking about this in my writing class.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening today.
Fuck you. No, I had writing class a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
And we all pitched in and got this girl flowers because she had seizures the week before and had to go to the hospital and shit. So...
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
So... You buy a girl flowers because her brain is built wrong.
Yes.
And she passes out in a hallway with foam.
Yes.
But someone who you're dating, who buys you nice dinners, mm-hmm. drives you around, mm-hmm. cheers you up when you feel blue.
Right.
Yeah, you just need flowers.
Yeah, you don't
what
need
What the fuck?
No, but my point is she got these flowers and then we got to talking about like when everyone sure. else had gotten flowers and everything.
Uh-huh.
And my teacher was like, he asked us all, he was like, girls, have you ever bought your loved one flowers?
Did you really say bought?
I don't remember.
You shouldn't have a teaching license.
Who cares? That's not the point of the podcast.
Done bought.
And so, you know, we were all kind of like, no. There was one woman who said that she bought her ex-husband flowers a really long time ago.
That
and
was
he
after
was
his
like,
surgery where he got the change?
Sure. And so my teacher was like, ladies, a tip, boys love getting flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know.
So?
I wouldn't know how it feels.
It got me thinking, though.
Be like if someone asked me, you know, oh, how does it feel when you go skydiving and hold hand with your girlfriends? I'd be like, I can't even begin to guess. So far removed from my life.
All right. Well, I guess I'll keep that in mind.
I'm just saying.
That
your
you
answer
would
is
like
never.
Flowers.
Well, you actually have flowers that someone bought you. That have been sitting in my apartment teared me up. I used to, when I was really lonely, I bought flowers for myself.
Did you really?
Yeah, I bought the manager special flowers because they were going to expire. And then I would just, it would be like
that's
a
nice.
Bunch and they would be $3.
Right.
So I would cut out, you know, 90% of them and just save a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Made me feel less lonely.
That's nice.
It's not nice. It was horrible. It was really sad.
Well, I'll keep that in mind that you like flowers. How about that?
All right.
I
don't mind cheap flowers either.
Okay, good to know.
Roadside bouquet.
Because I am cheapish.
Is it okay with me? That rhymes, so it's easier to remember.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else you wanted to add today? Or how are you feeling about this show?
I feel pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, I feel like we learned a lot about each other.
We accomplished our goals today.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, buy your men flowers.
Yeah.
Tip. A little bit
of
advice.
Lazy broads.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Do some of the work, bitches.
Yeah, we're supposed to be... If you're so independent, Well, I don't want to take that any further.
Yeah, I'd like to stop right there.
Let's just say it can go both ways.
Right.
Buy me some fucking flowers.
Yep.
Or a nice pumpkin. That's kind of like a flower.
Yeah. I you do like pumpkins.
I love pumpkins. I'm going to own a pumpkin patch someday. Then I'll quit doing...
Dream big.
Yeah. Quit my job. Quit doing these fucking stupid shows.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, I'm busy out there with the pumpkin. I have a real life now.
Yeah.
I don't have time for this bullshit. The pumpkins are calling.
Mm.
Pumpkinman.
Yep.
Pete's pumpkin patch.
That's all right.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add?
Nope, that's it.
No?
I'm good.
Anything you wanted to promote? Something you love this week? Website? Show? Movie?
Check out helpfulsnowman.com.
You don't read that website. You're so full of
check
shit.
Check out Twitter.com/HelpfulSnowman.
Oh, okay. You don't read that either.
Actually, I read that more than I read the website.
Where do you read that?
On Twitter.
Are you on Twitter?
No, but you can go on there and look at everyone else.
What the fuck? All right. Anything else?
Nope.
You don't like it? Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Time after time, I'm giving.